Hey guys. Oh, I think my eyes are watering. Okay. Hey guys, my name is Kayla Jones and I am the host and see. Cut. Hey guys, it's your girl Kayla Jones and I am the host of Rooted in Truth podcast. It's a Christian podcast. This is a raw, uncut podcast where I just speak with the words and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. He is the one who my life is rooted in. I've been running from this calling for so long to the point where God's just like, start. I don't have the fancy camera. I don't have the lighting. I don't have the cute background. It's not aesthetically pleasing, but guess what? It's pleasing to God, and I'm being obedient, walking in it, even though I feel inadequate, even though I feel unqualified, and so on and so forth. So the list goes on and on, but I've been running from this calling for so long that God has brought me to the point where there's no more running needed, and there's no more room to run. So here I am. I think it's 6 a.m. or 6:40 a.m. and I'm getting started. So this video is just an intro to what I am moving into. So like I said, it's a Christian podcast. And the reason God led me to start this is because he wants me to talk about topics that aren't really spoken about in the Christian community, but talk about them in the right way, biblically. Everything that I speak about is going to be directly from the Bible. Nothing going to be twisted. Nothing is going to be, me leaning on my own understanding. I'm always going to have biblical context to back up what I'm speaking about. I'm a type person where I don't like confrontation. I don't like to argue. And that's why I've been running from this calling for so long, because I feel like in this world, there's a lot of confrontation sometimes when it comes to people, well, Christians speaking about certain topics and things like that. But guess what? I don't please man, I please God. So I'm moving in obedience. I'm scared, but I know that God is going to bless this. And he's going to prepare me, because even though I feel unqualified, God has qualified me in his own way and in due time. I'm not here to judge anybody. I'm just here to share the word. I'm here to share the gospel. A little bit about me. I'm 26. I live in Philadelphia. I'm married. I've been married since 2021. I have a daughter, a son on the way. I'm 6 months. Don't even get me started. But yeah, that's a little bit about me. Like I said, this podcast is called Rooted in Truth. I really don't have a word prepared for today, but I was studying Joshua 6-9 today. The other day. And let me see. I'm pulling it up right now. But what was I going to say? Oh, just a quick tip. When you're reading a foundational scripture, like say it's just one verse or two verses, however many verses, I usually read the whole chapter so I can get the context. Because sometimes when you don't get the context of the scripture that you're reading, you can be deceived, confused. It is bringing in a lot of unnecessary confrontation. Not confrontation, I'm not using the right word. It brings in just a lot of unnecessary things. So I encourage you guys to read the whole chapter so that you get the context of what it is speaking about directly, and then ask the Holy Spirit to lead you. Yeah. Okay, Joshua. And I'll read an Amplified version. I love Amplified. I also love the TPT, which is the the Passion Translation. It eats down. Okay, so where are we at? Okay, verse 6. It says, be strong and confident and courageous, for you will give this people an inheritance and land which I swore to their fathers to give them. So right here, just a context, because I know the context because I read the whole chapter. The context of this chapter is Joshua is being instructed by God to lead the Israelites to the inheritance land. And Joshua has a sense of inadequacy where he feels like he's not the person for the job, but because of the Lord's encouragement, he steps into it wholeheartedly and in obedience to God. And I feel like that's what God has me in this season. Because I feel inadequate. I feel like I'm not the person to be used, but I'm stepping into it confident, strong, and courageous, just like Joshua. Verse 7 says, only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do everything in accordance to the entire law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. So right there, God is once again, he's encouraging him to be strong and courageous. But he's also saying, be very careful to follow everything in the entire law. How many times do we read the Bible and we take certain parts out of it and say, well, that doesn't apply to me, or that's not me, or it was written so long ago, that doesn't apply to us right now. That's where we go wrong. That's where we remove God from certain processes and things in our lives, because we're saying the entire law is not good, and we're saying the entire law doesn't apply when it does. And when you really study the Bible, the entire law, it literally is a daily, what is the word I'm looking for? It's a daily book to help you get through life. So there's really no part that doesn't apply. God didn't make the Bible to where it doesn't apply in this area and that area. If you feel like that, then I pray that the Holy Spirit convicts you to know that his entire law is good, one, and two, it applies in every single area in our lives. Well, not every single area, but in our lives, so that we're not saying, oh, this doesn't apply to me, or that doesn't apply to me, because his book is the guidance to our lives being prosperous and having blessing. The next verse says, do not turn from it, right or left. That saying, don't say, not this part, but this part. Now, I'm not doing this, but I'm doing this. It says, so that you may be prosperous. So that you may prosper and be successful for wherever you go. So when you don't turn right or left from the entire law, then you're prosperous and successful. I feel like in this Christian walk, when we don't follow in the entire word, because for me, when I'm sad, when I'm anxious, whatever, however I'm feeling, I go to the Google and literally search, scripture for this, scripture for this, scripture for this. Because I want my life rooted in the word, rooted in truth. Hey, that was tough. Rooted in truth, because that's when I'm going to prosper. That's when I'm going to be successful. I can't stray away from it, right or left, because then God's like, okay, I got you here, but I don't got you here. So how can I bless you here? Yeah, I need to have you here. I can't have you right or left and bless you. I need to have you right, left, and bless you. Okay? The book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall read it, meditate on it day and night, so that you're careful to do everything in it accordance to with all that is written in it. For you will make your way prosperous, then you will be successful. Have I not commanded you, be strong, courageous, don't be terrified or dismayed. Dismayed means intimidated, for the Lord is with you wherever you go. So, I'm about to pull up my notes real quick. What Joshua needed in this moment of feeling a sense of inadequacy, and I feel like everybody gets there. It may not be specifically for ministry, but I think my video just cut off. Hold on, you guys. It didn't. Okay. It may not be inadequacy for ministry like me, but just feeling inadequate in life, or just feeling I don't even know what I'm trying to say, but you may feel like Joshua in life, and whatever God is calling or leading you to, you feel like, dang, I can't do that. But Joshua needed this encouragement in the scripture. He needed God's strength to courage, strength and courage to conquer the land for Israel. So without God, this is what I feel like the scripture is trying to get us to. Without God, then we can't be strong and courageous. Without following the entire law, we cannot be strong and courageous. So in those moments in our life where we're shaky, when we don't feel like God is there, it's because we're not, our being, our mind, our soul is not rooted in the law. It's not. That's why I said in every situation I go to the Bible and say scripture for this, because I want my life rooted into the word. So I feel like this is not only an encouragement to be strong and courageous, and to have God's strength, but it's also a call to be rooted into the word, so that when God, since God is with you wherever you go, when you're following the entire law, not saying he's not with you when you're not following the entire law, but you're unshakable. Joshua was unshakable in this moment. He didn't, even though he may have felt inadequacy, he still stepped into it. So right now, I'm unshakable. Okay, we need the encouragement of being strong and courageous, knowing that we need God's strength and courage to conquer things we encounter. And apart from him, we will be weak. Apart from him, we can do nothing. The description of the Bible, and I always, you're going to hear me recite this scripture all the time. It's like, apart from me, you can do nothing. Period. That's all I have to say. So, in us, wanting to be strong and courageous and have that unshakable faith, if we aren't following his law, then how can we expect him to be within us? And how can we expect him to be with us wherever we go if we're ignoring certain parts, or we're ignoring the whole law, okay? The sense is that Joshua would find this strength and courage in Yahweh and not himself. So, once again, it's a call to put aside your own understanding. The Bible tells us not to lean on our own understanding, but to lean on God. This is a call to lean on God for strength and courage. No longer leaning on yourself. No longer thinking you could do it by yourself. Strength and courage in ourselves cannot compare or do anything in comparison to finding strength and courage in God. Because what does it say? When we're strong, courageous, and confident, that's when we will prosper. That's when the blessings will come. But when we're not strong, courageous, and confident, and we're leaning on our own understanding or leaning on our own ways, it is nothing to, there's no success in that. There's no round of applause, or not even a round of applause. There's just no success in that. In spite of what must therefore have been a very acute sense of inadequacy, Joshua did indeed take charge. From the very first, he showed that he was the Lord's man for the hour. If you read the whole chapter, you just see that Joshua, after God commanded him to be strong, courageous, and confident, that he goes to the Israelites and he instructs them how to inherit the land. He doesn't think about it. He just goes. How about your life right now is stuck or is in the stagnant place because you're not just going? You're thinking about it too much. I know for me, I was thinking about it too much. I'm like, I don't got the camera. I don't got the lighting. I don't got the background. No, but last night is when God was like, just go. And look at me. I'm just going. Don't allow the feeling of inadequacy to stop you from taking charge in the commands of God. Joshua seemed afraid of the responsibility, but the most repeated word in the chapter are commanding him not to be afraid. God then tells him to be strong and courageous. Then he adds, don't be terrified, don't be discouraged. And at the end of the chapter, the people tell him, only be strong and courageous. That last verse, that's the foundational scripture I was studying. It says, any man who rebels against your command does not obey everything that you command shall be put to death, only be strong and courageous. That scripture right there is literally telling you to follow the entire law, everything in it, or you will be put to death, only be strong and courageous. It's giving here, it's giving you the context of if you don't follow the entire law, this is what's going to happen, only be strong and courageous. That's encouragement for me, because you're saying, oh, rebel against my commands, rebel against the, God is saying, rebel against my commands, rebel against everything I commanded you, you shall be put to death, only be strong and courageous. So that's in my encouragement to be only strong and courageous, okay? God repeatedly assured Joshua of his presence with him. He's literally, four verses, he says, only be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. And then, have I not commanded you to be strong and courageous? He repeats those assurances that he's with him, just as he was with Moses, empowering Joshua to face challenges and conquer the land. This divine backing was the source of his strength and ability to overcome the obstacles. That was so good. His divine backing, God's divine backing, was the source of Joshua being able to have the strength and ability to overcome his obstacle. What if you need that divine backing, but because you're not following the entire law, and because you're picking and choosing what you want to follow, you can't have that divine backing because you're not following the entire law. I think I just messed my words, but I think I got it right. But anyways, you need God's divine backing. And if the word is telling us he's with us wherever we go when we follow the entire law, then we will have that source of strength and ability to overcome obstacles. Then we'll have that unshakable faith that we all want. What the scripture is really getting down to is that we need God. We need God to overcome these battles. We need God to have our divine, we need God for divine backing. We need God. We need God to be strong, courageous, and confident. And we need his word. We need his word. We need to live by it. We need to die daily to our own selves and follow his word wholeheartedly. Joshua was not to fear despite the daunting task, because God promised to be with him and grant him success. This encourages a mindset of courage rooted in God's promises rather than our own abilities. So maybe we got to change our mindset. Maybe we got to think about everything that God has promised us. What has he told you in your quiet time? What has the word told you? What has the word told you through reading his word? I think I said that right. Yeah. So in your time of studying the word, what promises has God put on your mind that he wants to show forth in your life if you had that mindset that is rooted in him, in his promises? It's time to change your mindset. It's time to make your mindset rooted in his promises and not your own abilities. It's time to set aside your own abilities. It's time to set aside your own mindset. It's time to set aside your own agenda and root your life in your being in God. Root your life in your being in God's promises. The instruction for the book of the law, not to depart from Joshua's mouth, but to meditate on day and night, highlights the importance of constant engagement with God's word and strength for wisdom. And this resonates with me so much, because I've been asking God for consistency, because I fall short so much in being consistent with my prayer life and my reading of my word. But this, he's not saying, oh, don't just read the word and talk about it, but make it a constant engagement every single day. Set a time to go in your word. Set a time to pray. This is something that you have to do daily. When you do this constant engagement daily, you're dying to yourself. You're saying, you know what? I can't do this without God. that, you know, I can't do this without God. I can't do this without his word. I can't do this without his guidance. And that's what this is a call to. When Israel and their leadership did according to all the law, they were invincible with God's blessing and strength. You can be invincible when you follow God's entire law. I just feel like, I know for me, that I have not been feeling invincible. I have not feeling like I had unshakable faith. And it's not necessarily because I haven't been following God's entire law, but I haven't been constant. That consistent part of this scripture is where I fall short at. I'm not consistent. And because I'm not consistent, then it makes a crack. And the enemy comes in. And it may not be the enemy, but distraction comes in, whatever comes in to separate me from God. So in this season or whatever season of life you may be in, I pray that you meditate on the word day and night. Die to yourself daily, having a constant engagement with God so that he can bless you, so that you can prosper. God has a plan for your life, and this plan been set before you were in your mother's womb. So you can't doubt it. You can't try to do it. You can't try to make the work cater to you. Think about being at a restaurant. When you're at a restaurant, they have a set menu. Yes, it may be specials. I don't know if God do specials. But they have a consistent, strict menu. And they don't cater it to you. You may be able to switch your sides up a little bit. But with God, he has a consistent, constant menu. His word, and he's asking us, and he's encouraging us to follow it entirely, not half, not right, swaying to the right or the left, but entirely. His menu is constant, and when you follow that constant, consistent menu, which is his word, you will be on a straight, narrow path. It's no this, but it's just straight and narrow, and you're unshakable. You're prosperous. You're receiving his blessing. And it just keeps going. And it just keeps going. But when you try to switch up his word, try to switch up his menu, then you go like this. And there's nothing. There's nothing from going here. There's nothing. You get confusion. You allow the enemy to get in your head. Deception. Anxiety. Whatever the case may be. So we got to go here. Okay? It is not until we do all things according to the law that we become too powerful to be defeated or overcome with God's blessing and strength. I should just end it right there. When we follow the entire law is when we become too powerful to be overcome and defeated. The enemy has no say. Your thoughts, the thoughts in your head no longer have control over you. It's just God's promises, God's word, God's strength, God's courage, God making me confident, God's giving me the courage to do this, God's giving me the strength. Everything is rooted in him. Israel's success and God's blessings were dependent upon their obedience to the law. Our success and God's blessing are dependent on our obedience to the law. So you, in those moments where you're like, God ain't here, are you being obedient to his law? Are you meditating on the word day and night? It's not that he's not there, because the word says he'll never leave nor forsake us. And this scripture also says he's with us wherever we go. It's not if God is there. It's sometimes you need to take the responsibility and making sure that you are in your word, being consistent in your engagement with God. And that's what he wants. It's also, the constant engagement is also showing God's love. He loves us so much that he wants us to be so connected to him that we have that unshakable faith. So be encouraged. Since obedience to God's law was required for Israel's success, it is important to know and value God's word. Joshua did not only need to read God's word, but it had to be on his lips. It says, shall not depart from your lips. In his mind, meditate on day and night, and he had to do it. Observe to do it according to all that was written. So it's not a simple reading of his word, but it has to be on our lips, mind, and we have to do it. Under the new covenant, God's people are not blessed primarily because of their obedience, but because of relationship and love and trust in Jesus Christ. Yet because God's commands are inherently good and wise, they are built in blessings in conforming to the good and wise design. There are great blessings for the believer knowing and obeying God's word. So when we know and we obey God's word, that's when we have built-in blessings. But that's when we have built-in blessings. So that's the amazing thing about that's the amazing thing about following God's word. It's the blessings are in there if you do it the right way. Joshua did it the right way. That's how he inherited the land for Israel. Joshua was confident, strong, and courageous. That's how he did it. But he wasn't strong, confident, and courageous apart from God. It was because God was with him wherever he was. Joshua's success did not depend solely on his ability to keep God's word. The presence of God with him was an even greater factor. Like I said, we are so quick sometimes to say, well, God's not here. I don't see God. I don't hear God. Look at the circumstances I'm in. But we have to start reflecting on ourselves. Are we meditating on the word day and night? Is it on our lips? Is it on our mind? And are we doing it? Or is it just on our lips? Or is it just on our mind? And we simply are not doing it at all. So look at yourself and reflect on yourself and say, is it really God not being here? Or is it really me not getting in my word? Is it really me picking and choosing what sounds good and what I want to do? Is it really me leaning on my own understanding? And if so, let me stop. Let me follow the entire word. Let me meditate on it day and night and do all that is written. When you meditate on the word and keep all the commands, then you can be assured that God is with you, ready to give you the strength and the courage. So if you're at a point in your life and you're just like, I want to give up, or I can't do this no more, remember that the strength and the courage that you need is only comes from God. There's nobody else that can give it to you. There's no therapist that can give you the advice to be strong and courageous. There's nothing inside of you. But when God is with you, when you have his word on your mind, meditating on it day and night, when you have his word and you have the constant engagement, when you have those things, that God is with you. And like I said, it's not that he's not with you when you're not following the entire law, but there's cracks in the process because you are only picking and choosing. You're going right from left when the word tells us not to go right from left. So yeah, I hope that word encouraged you today. I should be back on here, and I will. Obedience. I will be back on here next week with another video, the first world video. I'm so excited for this journey. Follow us on TikTok and Instagram. I will, I don't even know what I'm going to do. I'm going to link it or put it at the end of the video. Thank you guys for watching. Have a blessed day.